Up on stage, in the three-quarters empty auditorium, the lights turned down. Up where the auditorium resounded to a midsummer night's dream performed clumsily by me, reading out Bottom's speech when he turns from an ass back into a human, while the rest of the class sniggered or flirted, sat back and chewed gum. The words in the auditorium lived out their hour. And after rehearsal, when I got on my bike, red bike, fat tires, to pedal home under cottonwood trees, I turned round corners I'd never seen in our tiny mountain town. Years and years went by. I was still pedaling. It wasn't a dream, except maybe in the way logic works in dreams. I had two heads now, my ass's head, my human head. My ass's bray more eloquent than my human bray of wonder at my change. The eye of man hath not heard, the ear of man hath not seen, my stumbling tongue piecing through Shakespeare's bitter oratory about no bottom to Bottom's dream. I put my bike in the carport and started throwing a tennis ball against the brick wall, thinking over and over, no bottom, no bottom. The harder I threw, the more the words weren't mine. The ball smashing brick while there in the auditorium, the words were like a taunt, like Theseus's taunt spoken behind my back, because I was just an ass, not Duke of Athens. But after the play, the cast gave me the papier-mâché ass's head, and I kept it first in the room I shared with my two brothers, putting it on to sniff the dried glue, feel the claustrophobic fit, and stumble half-blind to the bathroom mirror where I looked out at myself through holes in the muzzle, the ass's painted on eyes and lips, what people saw when they saw me. Shakespeare's words booming back from the head's suffocating hollows, coming straight from the ass's mouth, not mine. I don't remember how, but it ended in an alcove above the carport, where it softened on the chicken wire. The paper sagged and began to flake away, the muzzle and the eye holes shriveling into a gray, ulcerous mass. When we moved from that town, it got thrown into the trash, taken to the dump, and burned. Onion eaters, garlic eaters, hard-handed men, that's what Bottom and the Mechanicals were. And that's what I was, what I've always been, riding along on my bike's fat tires while that half-god, half-man Theseus laughs his courteous contempt of us whose words come out like a tangled chain. Which is why there's no bottom, why there's never been a bottom, if you're just an ass who speaks prose to the Duke's verse. An ass who kissed the queen of the shadows and never got over it. My long, scratchy ears and hairy muzzle pressed to the ethereal, immortal, almost not-thereness of her skin.